This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so, my fellow Americans,
it's the E-Square Podcast.
Podcast. I'm Easy Mo. Today, Harlem is in the building.
For sure.
Came deep as a motherfucker, man. Sure. Was it like 12 or 12? Your whole crew.
Yeah, it's a few of us.
Yeah, that's hard, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm enjoying the weather.
Yeah.
You know, we took a little 4-hour drive from LA, so.
Yeah. I appreciate it. You said just for me.
For sure.
That's love, bro.
For sure. Nah, I appreciate you for having me, bro.
Yeah, for sure. You want to take this shot? You want to take this drink, bro?
Oh, let's do it.
Cheers, bro. To you.
Yeah.
Salute.
Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir. Ooh, a little 4 p.m. shot. Never heard nobody. Ah, so what's going on, man? You know, it's crazy. It's crazy to have you here because most of my guests thus far, I don't know if you've been keeping up with me or not, but they're mostly from Vegas. So to have, you know, some New York love in the building feels good, man. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. That shit is. I'm just happy to be out here, man. You know, like, seeing the places that, you know, your music can take you is inspiring still to me to this day. So,
yeah, you know. Yeah, for sure. What you got going on in L.A.?
We just came out here, pretty much a bunch of my guys, you know, that I make music with, my label. We just out here recording. You know, we needed a new ambiance, some new inspiration. So, you know, we just came, we working.
Yeah, you got to switch up the scenery.
Definitely, definitely.
You bring all these guys with you everywhere?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
That's entourage, bro.
Yeah, word.
That's dope. So you said you're signed to a label?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you got independent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm curious, man, like your journey as an artist.
Yeah.
You know, you got that shit that I like to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Not that mumble rap, none of that extra shit, you know?
Yeah.
They do their thing. That's cool.
Yep.
But that's why I had to, you know, reach out to you because you got that shit that I fuck with.
Yeah.
But you don't put out a lot of music, man.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, like the people that know me, I'm very particular and I'm an overthinker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes that can keep you stagnant.
Right.
But pretty much I had to just get out of my own way. And you could see if you look at 2020, that's like the most consistent that I've been in a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty much it. Like knowing my potential and the level that I could perform at, I just be wanting to make sure that I'm, you know, performing at that level.
Right.
So, you know, that's pretty much all it is, but I had to get out of my own way.
Is it like self-doubt?
No self-doubt. Mm-hmm. No self-doubt. It's more so, like I said, like I know my potential and I know what I can do. So I just want to, you know, if I could score 70 points a game, I want to come out and score 70.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's pretty much what it is, but, you know, perfect ain't perfect.
Right.
You know, it's subjective. So at this point, it's like, man, we just gonna let it fly. So I ain't gonna pick up.
Just gotta pull the trigger.
For sure.
Yeah, that's like I see that a lot with artists. They want everything to be perfect in place. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's a process.
Definitely.
You know, you just gotta jump into that shit.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how do you feel about 2020? Like looking back on it, do you feel like you gained some momentum?
Definitely. It was a great year for me. Just seeing, you know, the reaction from people, the response, you know, it felt very good.
Yeah.
And, you know, back home in Harlem, it's not a thing of, you know, it's not, the talent is not in question. You know what I mean? It's just more so like, yo, Dub got to put that shit out.
Yeah.
I could curse?
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
yeah,
cool. Dub got to put that shit out. And, you know, like I said, I just had to get out of my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it definitely was a good year.
Yeah.
And I plan to do this one times 10. So.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy. 2020 was a good year for you, but for the world, it was
crazy.
Shitty. Yeah. So what's the state of New York right now, just in general, out there after the post?
Yeah, the restaurants is opening now.
Okay.
I think it's like at 30-40%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but I don't know. You know, New York, we gonna find a way to be moving around and be figuring it out. You know, still taking precaution, but
I think it's over by now. But
yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I think so too.
But yeah, I heard New York is a ghost town in a lot of ways.
What that mean?
Like people just not outside.
No, niggas is outside.
Okay.
It depends on where you're going.
In Harlem, probably.
Come to Harlem, we outside. Yeah, everybody outside,
Yeah. So what's it like growing up in Harlem? All the history. You know, Harlem is famous. And then, you know, just being involved in hip-hop. And
I mean, for me, I think it's it's very inspiring, and it opened your eyes to things early.
Yeah.
You know, just as far as fashion, just, you know, regular things that go on in the hood, mm-hmm. you know, it's just it's an amazing place. It's so many things. It's like a big melting pot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, I wouldn't rather be from nowhere else. You know what I mean? It taught me so much, and it helped me, you know, transform into this person. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. just the things that I've learned, things that I've experienced. So, you know, it's an amazing place. If nobody, if you never been there,
never been, like, bro.
You got to come in the summertime.
Sure.
It's crazy.
For sure. This year, maybe, shit. Mm-hmm. Airline tickets are at an all-time low, so I might, you know what I'm saying, pull up. But
word up.
But so did you feel, growing up in Harlem, did you feel pressure to be like a certain kind of artist?
Nah.
No.
That's the thing with me. Like, I never was the type of person that was to follow whatever was going on. Mm. You know, like, I'm like that with everything. If people was wearing a certain cologne,
yeah.
I don't want to wear it.
Right,
if they
right,
wearing
right.
a certain brand, you know,
over the grain.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? I just, I respect individuality.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been that type of person. So, you know, it was never no pressure. I always made the music that I wanted to make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
so when did you make the decision to start doing music? Like, were you a kid rapping?
Yeah, so, like, early on, it was just a hobby. You know, like, you know, my family was into music. You know, I got an older cousin that was signed to an independent label.
Mm.
And it's something that I just picked up on. And then I later learned that my dad used to rap, and he was DJing and things like that. Mm. So, you know, it was something that I just picked up on. And I think I had a meeting with Sony at 14.
Oh, really? At 14 years old?
At 14. And
what?
They were offering like $1 million for a single.
Did you have like a song out?
Yeah, I didn't have no song out.
Oh.
This was just strictly off of talent. Like, mm. I brought them a CD, and they was like in love with this one particular record. And, you know, they offered me some money, and for whatever reason, the deal didn't fall through. But at that point, you know, I felt like just seeing a reaction from the people, like, this was the same person that gave Cash Money and them all that money, like 100 and something million for their label. So just to know that, like, just to see the reaction from the people in that industry, it was like, okay, I might got something, you know what I mean?
Right.
Let me stick with this and let me try it.
Right.
And then, you know, it transformed into like a form of therapy for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just me thinking out loud,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
Yeah, you do got that kind of music,
yeah.
where it's like, you know, you're in your thoughts. And
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
You're being vulnerable.
Definitely.
For sure, that's the shit that's just, like I said, that's the shit that I like to listen to.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't rap forever, so mm-hmm. it's like, you know, when it's all said and done,
yeah,
what are you really saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I want people to take real life experiences from my music,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if you know me, like, yo, they really was doing that. They really, you know, that's the type of person he really is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So how does it feel now that you're getting, you know, acknowledged by the GOATs, you know, some of the legends in the game, like, you know, Jim Jones is pushing for you. I see him in the interviews.
Yeah.
And how does that feel?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, especially if we talking about Jim, just, you know, what they did for Harlem
mm-hmm.
alone. You know, like, I was going to school wishing I was, like, the new member of Dipset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the young, new guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got a relationship with all of them, from mm-hmm. Cam to Juelz to Jim. So, you know, just to have them acknowledge me and respect my talent is a blessing. And sometimes it's sort of surreal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's not an artist that... there's not artists that put Harlem on the map the way that they've done.
No, yeah, for sure.
You know, so that's still, it's crazy to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, coming from, like, growing up in Las Vegas, like, New York is just a whole nother world.
Yeah.
You know, and just watching the whole Dipset and Jay-Z and all these people come out of New York, it's just like, you know, we idolize them.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, their impact was definitely felt. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. that's well known,
mm-hmm.
but for you to be so close to them.
Yeah, for us to be living through it and them to be, like, our voice box, you know, they representing from the area that we from. You know what I'm saying? It felt good.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in high school, the Brooklyn guys is like, yo, we got Jay-Z. I'm like, man, we got Dipset.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it just felt good. So, you know, like I said, just to have them tip their hat to me and respect me and,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the music. And even just to, you know, cheer me on and give me that alley-oop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It mean a lot.
For sure. Did they give you advice?
All the time.
Like,
yeah.
What?
I mean.
What has Cam said to you, bro?
It's your Cam is Cam is crazy. It's so much. Like I wouldn't even I wouldn't even know where to start, man. Like I talk to Jim a lot about business and about branding and things like that, you know. So it's so many things. I wouldn't really know where to start.
Yeah. What's your approach to like branding and you know as an artist, you're a business too.
Yeah.
And you gotta kind of be cohesive as far as like your artwork and your videos and everything. Do you pay attention to that?
100%. I'm like super hands on. You know, like my cameraman right here, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'm very hands on with everything. You know, I want my artwork to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I want my records to be mixed a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to record my raps a certain way. So I'm just very particular. It definitely, as far as branding, I just know how I want my thing to come across, you know, so I'm particular about how we execute it.
Yeah, for sure. Where do you see yourself in 2 years, 3 years, the end of this year? Do you see, like, you know what I'm saying, like, the shows are coming back?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Do you see yourself just putting out projects or what's coming up this year?
Honestly, this year or 5 years?
Let's start with this year and then the next 5 years.
All right, so this year hopefully they open everything back up because I do want to go on some tours, you know, create our own tour. But, you know, I get people reaching out from all different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I definitely want to touch those areas and touch the people. In the next 5 years, Icon, Mogul, you know, like, and I don't think that it's far-fetched, and I say that humbly speaking, you know. I think that the only thing that's in the way of that is the consistency and you know, putting a real plan behind it, you know, because before it was more so just releasing the music, you know. All what right. I mean, like, let me just get these records to these people. But now that the platform is being built, it definitely takes strategy, you know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, that's where I would see myself in the next 5 years. You know, my own label.
Your own label?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you feel pressure, like, to make it or to be successful?
What's making it?
You know, an Icon. Do you feel pressure to be everything that you set out to be?
No. There ain't no pressure. I feel like I know what I'm here to do, you know? And, like I said, it just takes me getting out of my own way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we just ready to
take
it to the moon.
Yeah, so I see, like, your one project that you do have out back in 2013.
Yeah.
And so this whole time, so is that, like, what were you doing? Were you still recording?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. It just was more so like I said, like, the music ain't the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my God, countless amounts of records, you know. I think that, like I said, it just was a matter of me overthinking, you know. And like my cousin tell me all the time, like, yo, bro, you probably sitting on the record that could change your life.
For real.
And you never put it out.
For real, yeah.
You know, and
it might not be good to you, but to the world,
exactly.
It might
You know
hit.
What I mean? I had to learn that, you know. It come with time and, you know, getting to a certain place in your life of understanding. So that's all it is.
So you know? Go from like one extreme to the other, like, oh, I'm like, you're overthinking everything, and now you're like, fuck it, like, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm still, I can't change who I am. I'm very much so still a perfectionist, if I will say. But I know that there has to be some type of balance.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's all it is.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Bro, being an artist must be so draining. You know, like, you're constantly outputting energy, and you don't always get the, you know, the give back right away. How do you stay patient through this process?
I mean, for me, there's like instant gratification for me when I release certain records, just as far as, you know, the people that do follow me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes that's enough for me, you know, like, just to see the people that, you know, like my core following, just to see them, you know, fuck with what I'm doing and, you know, get those comments and those likes and that in-person reaction, that feels good to me, you know what I mean? And that's another aspect of it. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah.
But like I said, music is therapy for me. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? If nobody was listening, I probably still would be rapping.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. If you weren't doing music, what would you be doing?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It probably would be maybe some in fashion or something.
Oh, word.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you're from Harlem, so you know, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I see you post a lot about Nipsey. Mm-hmm. What was his influence on you, and how did his passing affect you?
So my connection with Nipsey was, I think that our journeys were parallel in a sense. You know, he got signed to this situation. It didn't work out for him early on. And, Complex gave him the West Coast's biggest underachiever. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've heard whispers of that on my end. You know, that's not the narrative. I don't want to confuse it, but I've heard these whispers. So there's people that's thinking like, yo, Dub is crazy, but he missed his shot a long time ago. Mm. And, you know, I was connected with the whole marathon motto, and just as far as like, capitalizing on what you have, you know what I mean? Not necessarily chasing what the people deem as success, you know what I mean? So, you know, I was connected to him in that way, you know what I mean? And I actually met him. We was in Atlanta one time.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I did a record in, I want to say like 2009, maybe 2010. I think Hustle in the House freestyle.
Oh, word.
And he had followed me off of that. Mm. You know what I mean? And we would like DM very lightly on Twitter and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we was in Atlanta one time and, you know, he acknowledged me. We spoke a little bit. And that was like the last thing. He was like, yo, we going to get up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was something that I was like holding on to. Like I was waiting just to have that next conversation with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't so much about making music. That's the easy thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I respected his mind, and I feel like, you know, we're somewhat of the same in that aspect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's really what it was.
Yeah.
But it fucked with me a lot. You know what I mean? Like his passing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It definitely, but it inspired me at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got to do it while you're here.
Right.
You got to make the most of your time, and I feel like he did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he inspired, man. Man, he inspired the whole world, bro. I never seen it when he passed, bro. That day it was like Michael Jackson.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
That shit
moments.
Fucked me out. I was in a crib. I didn't really want to talk to nobody.
Yeah, it was weird.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think that, like, you know, it's just, you can't really, like, people always say, like, yo, how you cry for somebody you ain't know?
Yeah.
And it was like, nah, I knew him. He just didn't fully know me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But I definitely was connected to him in a different way.
Yeah, and it's dope to see, he had a strong relationship with Dave East. And it's just dope to see that, because I'm on the West Coast, so, you know.
And not to cut you off, like, that's something, like, me and East, I bumped into East at a basketball game. Mm-hmm. We sitting at the game. He was like, yo, bro, like, you and, like, Nip is just like Dub, bro. Like, he said it, you know what I mean? And for me, that was reassurance. And I'm like, yo, there's something that I saw in Nip that was, like, very much that I seen myself in Nip. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So to hear somebody that knew him personally, like, they had a personal relationship, to hear him say that, it was like, okay, I know I'm not bugging. You know what I mean? Like, there's something there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
No, there's definitely a lot of similarities for sure. I think it's obvious, you know what I'm saying? Not just because you guys are both, like, 6'6", you know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, that, you know, the intelligence, the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the,
for sure.
You know, the awareness and
for
all
sure.
that. Yeah. So what's Aura, man? What's that? Enlighten me, man.
I mean, Aura is the lifestyle. That's my family. You know, it started in the streets in the Bronx, you know, and then, you know, they brought it to music and we made it a lifestyle.
Okay.
You know, like, I got an older cousin that was in Canada, and, you know, he was always the type of person that was, he was on a search for more.
Mm.
So, you know, he was in Canada. These people was telling him about, like, chakras and aura and magic and some crazy shit.
Oh, okay.
So he came back to the Bronx and he gave it to my other cousins, you know, just like, yo, man, aura.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did our own homework on it and we, you know, seeked for our own knowledge, and it transformed into something powerful.
Okay. So it's just the energy.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. That's hard. And then you guys are all aura. Everybody put the aura at the end of their name.
Yep.
That's hard. That's hard, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any releases ready to go?
Yeah.
You got dates?
Yeah, I'm gonna announce it soon though.
We can't get the exclusive? Come on, man.
I'm just just trying to make sure everything is concrete, but a project is coming very soon.
Yeah, we need
definitely.
It. We need it.
Yeah, it's coming.
You got features on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to tell me nothing. Mm-hmm. I'll look at you.
Somebody caught me. They caught me slipping one time in an interview. I was on live and they caught me a little bit, but I got some good features on there. Yeah. I think people was going to be surprised.
For sure, man. Are you moving around? You got plans to like hit Atlanta or Miami?
Yeah, I just was in Atlanta a couple months ago.
Yeah. How important is that to move around as an up and coming artist?
I mean, very important. Like, well, for me, you know, I don't like to put a ceiling on my, like sonically, I don't like to have a ceiling. Mm. So I want music that can live in Atlanta. I want music that can live in LA. I want music that can live in Houston. So sometimes it takes for you to go out there and absorb that energy and hear, you know, the BPMs and whatever's going on, just to, you know, absorb it and kind of tap into that. You know, that's one thing that I love about Drake. There's not like, there ain't one beat that you can't hear Drake on.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's just pretty much like, it's very important, you know what I mean, just to get the ambiance and get to, you know, soak up the atmosphere.
Yeah, you got a network too, man.
A million percent. Yeah.
That's dope. That's why I had to hit you when you told me you're coming to LA. It's like, you know, a lot of artists, they get lazy with social media.
Yeah.
And they don't understand the importance of getting in people's faces. You know what I'm saying? Are you doing that in LA too? Like, what you got going in LA, bro? I'm curious. I mean, like, were you on Slauson?
Definitely.
Yeah,
shout out my man Jeremy. He from out there. He from Slauson.
Okay.
Crenshaw. He dope too. But yeah, we was moving around, man, you know, making our rounds.
Yeah.
But like I said, the whole purpose of this trip was just to get my boys in the same house and we all record and we like I said, soak up this energy and create some dope shit.
Yeah. Are there artists in the crew?
Yeah, it's five of us.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Well, it's five of us including me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. So you're like the boss or what?
We all bosses.
Yeah, bosses. Do you want to stay independent or do you want to get with a label?
I mean, I'm not opposed to doing a situation with a label.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they got to meet our requirements.
Right.
You know what I mean? We already got this thing moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we going to continue to build the leverage and, you know, if they can meet us halfway, then let's do it. If not, we going to keep it moving.
Yeah, that's the key word is leverage.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
How do you maneuver on IG, bro? Like, do you spend too much time on IG? You know what I'm saying? Because for me, it's like, now that I got a podcast, I'm like, man, I hate being on Instagram so much. But I feel like I have to.
Yeah. I think I be on Instagram a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
But it's beneficial, though?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The way you use it?
Yeah, definitely. Know? Definitely.
Yeah.
Like I like to just see what's going on everywhere. You know what I mean? Whether it be fashion, whether it be music, whether it be some cryptocurrency
shit.
I just, you know, it's a tool for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, what is this NFTs, bro? What is this shit?
Yo, I'm still learning about that.
Yeah,
there's some shit about it.
I seen Jim Jones
a non-fungible token, some shit. I'm still learning about it.
Yeah,
Jim got his hand on some, he had some shit, man.
He was like, you take a picture, like somebody take a picture of you right
sell
now,
it.
You can sell it.
Yeah, I could take a picture of this cup, I mean, this bottle, sell it to you. And if you sell it to somebody in that hallway, I still make the money off of it.
But I'm confused who wants to buy that. It's like, yo, that's crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, I guess it's like, you know, it's exclusive content. You know, I guess, you know, people would pay for that.
Yeah. What other business ventures you got going outside?
Not right now. I'm just
focused on the music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, we definitely going to get into some. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, for sure.
I think that my reach can tap into a bunch of different things. But
you got merch?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I need
it's
some.
Coming, though. I got
I need
you.
Some. I
got
need
you.
Some for sure.
Definitely.
Well, I think let's wrap this up, man. This was hard. I appreciate you pulling up, man.
Thank you.
All the way from Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Came all the way from L.A.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, five-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
I know that motherfucker's rough, but you know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. Before we get out of here, man, prayers up to DMX.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying? So I don't know what the state is on that, but.
Yeah, get well. Hey.
Yeah, man. Till next time, bro. Anytime you want to pull up, sir, just holler at me, man.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
You're ready.
It's the East Square Podcast.